Now, you might have heard of people talking about how the tax code is designed to benefit the rich and powerful and the rich and wealthy. Well, what it actually does is it creates certain tax deductions for different types of earners. But what I want you to understand about this as well is you can hate it, you can love it, it really doesn't matter. This is what our system is. And what I want you to be is...
What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to The Minority Mindset.
The majority of people will tell you that the average American can't become rich because they have little to no savings, they have little to no investments, and they're drowning in credit card debt. But it goes a whole lot deeper than that. See, everybody grows up wanting to be financially free. Nobody grows up wanting to be drowning in credit card debt and stressing about their money. The problem is, nobody is ever taught how to win in our economic system today. Now, this is where we can blame inflation. We can blame government spending. We can blame the Federal Reserve Bank. We can blame Wall Street. We can blame the school system. We can blame everybody, but that isn't going to change how much money is in your bank account today. So that's why I want to go over how our economic system works, but more than that, how you can win in this economic system, because the people that actually become wealthy understand this, which is why they're able to accumulate so much wealth, because they understand how money flows through our system. Let me show you. You have four main players in our economic system. You have the consumer, you have the investor, you have the business creator, the entrepreneur, and then you have the workers inside of the business. Now, what you want to understand is that every single one of us are taught to be a consumer and we're taught to be a worker. Right? We're taught to go to school so we can get a degree, so we can get a job. When you get a job, you're a worker. When you climb the corporate ladder, you're a worker. When you go and become a high-paid employee, you are still a worker, even if you're making a lot of money through your job. Now, every single person is also a consumer. Rich people, middle-class people, poor people, every single person is a consumer because it costs money to eat, it costs money to buy a home, it costs money to buy things. When you go out and spend money, you're a consumer. But our system is designed to benefit these people. The business creator, and it's designed to benefit the investor. Now, you might be wondering, well, what do you mean by that? Well, if you understand how our economic system works, you'll understand why it's so important for you to just break out of just being a worker and just being a consumer to be in here as well, to be the business creator, or at the very least, to be an investor. Because not everybody is an entrepreneur, and not everybody should be an entrepreneur, unlike what the internet says. When you go out and you spend money, whether it's a Chipotle, whether it's an Amazon, whether it's a Macy's, you're spending money here in this business, and the person that benefits obviously is the creator of that business, assuming they're still involved, they still own some of the business, and then that also benefits the investor, the people that invest money into the business and get a piece of the business as their exchange, because when you go out and invest in a business, you get to own a piece of that business. Now, the nice thing is, in our economic system, anybody can be an investor with as little as $100. When you go out and invest your money into the stock market, you become an investor. You can invest in companies like Amazon, McDonald's, Chipotle, whatever you want. I'm not telling you what to invest in, but I'm showing you that you have the ability to become an investor. And the reason why that's so important is because our system is designed to create consumption. You might have heard people talk about on the news that consumer spending is strong. The American economy is strong because the consumer is resilient. What that means is that people are spending money. When people spend money, our economy moves. The more money you spend, the more money somebody else makes, because when you spend money, even if you spend money you don't have through your credit card debt or you refinance your home and then you pull cash out and then you go and spend this money, that is looked at as the golden apple in the economy's eyes, because now you're spending money you don't have. And now when you spend money, that means businesses are making more money, which means investors are making more money, and our economy is moving. But what you want to remember here is that our economic system is designed to benefit not just the rich and wealthy, but the financially educated. Because what happens now is inflation. And inflation means it costs more money for you to consume. Inflation means that the prices of things are more expensive. So who does inflation hurt? It hurts all consumers. And remember, everybody's a consumer. Rich people, middle class people, poor people, everybody's a consumer. So inflation means that consumers have to pay more money. So now when you have to pay more money as a consumer, that means everybody has to pay more money to businesses. But who does that benefit? Well, that benefits the investor, because if more money is going into the hands of businesses, now for the investors, that means, oh, businesses are making more money, so our investments are worth more money, so now investors get the benefit as well. So now the question is, how do you win in this economic system, at least in this initial stage? Well, that means if you're not going to go out and start a business, because not everybody should and not everybody can, that means you have to change from just being a worker to being this investor. Because what ends up happening for most people is they work inside of a business to get paid, and then they spend all their money as a consumer. And then you have no money left over to actually be an investor. Because most of these workers are only consumers. And the people that get hurt the most in this economic system are people who are just workers and just consumers. Now, you might say, well, Jaspreet, yeah, sure, but how does our system actually only benefit these two people? Well, if you dig a little bit deeper, what you'll see is that our tax code is also designed to benefit certain people more than others. Now, you might have heard of people talking about how the tax code is designed to benefit the rich and powerful and the rich and wealthy. Well, what it actually does is it creates certain tax deductions and it creates certain tax rates for different types of earners. Now, I can tell you this as an attorney, who is not your attorney, that our tax code has lower tax rates and higher tax deductions for people who are business creators and for people who are investors, as opposed to people who are just workers inside of businesses. Now, every time I say that, this makes some people very on edge and angry, and I understand. But what I want you to understand about this as well is you can hate it, you can love it, it really doesn't matter. This is what our system is. And what I want you to be is financially educated, that way you understand the system and use the rule book to your advantage. Because the reality is our IRS tax code is really just a rule book. And this rule book benefits the people that understand it. So now, if you are a worker in a business, well, guess what? You are getting kind of no benefits from the economic system. You're the one that's working hard to be the consumer, to pay the highest tax rates, to fund this entire economic system. Well, if you want to break out of the system, what you need to do now as a worker is you got to take this money and put more of it into your investments. Because now when you put more of it into your investments, now you qualify for different tax rates. Now you qualify to benefit from inflation. Now you qualify to benefit from the way that our economic system works. But that requires you, as a worker, to change the way that you use your money. Because what ends up happening to so many people who are just workers is they make money, and it doesn't matter if you're making $40,000 a year or $400,000 a year, is you make money and then you spend all of it. There's a reason why so many high-paid professionals like doctors and athletes end up broke. It's because when you make money, well, now you gotta live that fancy lifestyle. When you make more money, you gotta drive the fancier car. When you make more money, you gotta go on the better vacations. When you make more money, you gotta have the better homes. And so when you do that, when you keep working just to consume, well, now you're the one that's making everybody else rich at your expense. But what I want is for you to, number one, understand our economic system and then use your money accordingly, which means if you're a worker, take more of your money, use it to be an investor. Whether it's investing your money into stocks, whether it's investing your money into real estate, whether it's investing your money into startups, you take this money, you put it here, that way now you can benefit from when inflation happens and you can benefit from the way that our tax code works. Now, of course, there's risk involved. Are you guaranteed to make money when you invest? Of course not. You might even lose money, but you got to understand that this is the way that wealth is built. And even when it comes to investing, we have market crashes and market booms. Markets go up and markets go down. But the people that build true wealth as an investor are people that know how to manage risk. It's people that know how to manage money. It's people that know how to manage their psychology. It's people that know how to invest their money. See, this is that financial education that most people never learn, right? We learn how to work. We learn how to get a good job. We learn how to generate an income, but we never learn how to manage our investments. We never know how to manage a market crash. We never learn the different types of investments out there. We never learn how to generate cash flow. But this is what financially educated people are working to learn and they're working to invest in, because when you understand that, well, now you can benefit from the way that the economic system works. But that requires you to break out of just being a worker and just being a consumer. That way now you can enter the investor class and the business creator class, because our economic system is designed to benefit you more than just the consumer and more than just the worker. Now, you can be angry all you want, and I know it's very frustrating to hear this, but what I want you to understand is to learn how the system works. That way you can win from the way that the system works. Now, of course, for those of you who like to stay up to date on what's happening in things like our economy, the housing market, the stock market, crypto, and the global economy, my team at Briefs Media, which is my company, creates a daily newsletter called Market Briefs, where my team is breaking down what's happening in all these financial markets. It's a completely free newsletter. You can read it in less than 5 minutes every morning, and I promise you, you're going to love it. Now you might be wondering, but Jaspreet, how can you promise that? Well, if you don't love it, you can unsubscribe at any time because it's free. So if you want to join Market Briefs, I got the link to how you can join down in the description below, or you can go to briefs.co/market to join. That's briefs.co/market.